Hey friends, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the talk feed. And the topic is, Mr. Whoopi conspires. Well, it seems our dear Mr. Whoopi has a little idle time in his hands. And sure enough, the devil is busy in his backyard. So, and, you know, just I'm listening to Mr. Whoopi's podcast and I'm just thinking, I have this image of Mr. Whoopi being frog marched away with his ATS t-shirt on. It's classic. You know, Mr. Whoopi, I think you should do it just for that, just for the publicity. What the heck? You know, even if you just go running up to the giant Jesus with a roll of tinfoil in your hand, or aluminum foil, you know, what the heck, and just wrap it around one of his toes, you know? You get some coverage. You get some coverage. So, of course, you know, one of the things you got to watch out for when you're podcasting, you know, especially when you're talking about a conspiracy like this, is you don't want it to get out. You know, you don't want the powers that be to find out and put the kibosh on your plans. Fortunately, it's a podcast. Who listens to these, right? So, so your secret is safe with me. But, you know, looking at this whole issue of how to put a tinfoil hat on the giant Jesus, you know, there's some practical matters to consider here. I mean, you know, 7 stories tall, my friend, that's a pretty big Jesus. You got to be careful when you're dealing with a Jesus on that kind of scale. You know, that's a hell of a big Jesus. So, you know, you got to take something. I mean, just think about how big the hat needs to be. I mean, you're not talking about something that you can just get your Reynolds wrap out and make a hat for a Jesus that big. You need a big hat. I mean, how big do you think the giant Jesus's head is? I mean, if we're talking 7 stories, I mean, his head must be like 10 feet wide. So you need something big. We're talking about maybe, you know, what you might want to use is some emergency blankets. You know, those Mylar, you know, kind of foil looking emergency blankets. You could get like a few of those and maybe duct tape them together or something like that. You know, and also, hey, you got to make sure that, you know, however you attach the hat to the Jesus doesn't damage the statue. I mean, come on, let's face it. You don't want to hurt Jesus, do you? So, you know, you need to make sure that whatever method you use to attach the hat to the giant 70-foot tall Jesus doesn't harm the giant 70-foot tall Jesus. And then there's the whole issue of getting the hat up there. We're talking 7 stories. That's a long way up. You know, I don't think you want to try. I mean, what? You couldn't do that with a ladder. And you know, I don't think that you should even consider something like getting out some pitons and pounding them into the Jesus. I mean, just think about the ramifications of getting out a spike and driving it into the Jesus. First of all, I'm pretty sure Jesus doesn't want any more spikes driven into him, considering how that went down last time. So, no, you can't do that, which means you got to get up the giant Jesus some other way. And, you know, frankly, about the only thing I can think of that might be practical is if you were to charter a helicopter. So if there's, you know, around Eureka somewhere, Eureka Springs, if there's like a helicopter guy that does tours, helicopter tours, maybe you can pass him a few extra quid and he'll help you out. However, to get a pilot to help you out with this kind of a thing, you got to bear in mind, first of all, he probably wouldn't want to risk losing his license because you'll probably get caught. And he'll probably figure out what helicopter dropped the hat on the giant Jesus. But even worse, figure how many helicopter pilots do you know that want to risk making Jesus angry? You know, So I think there's some practical issues there, Mr. Whoopi, that you need to take into account in order to make this plan, you know, come to fruition. And you know, really, I think the important thing to ask here, ask yourself, you know, look down in your heart and ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would the 70-foot tall Jesus do? And, you know, I like to think that Jesus would want to keep the government from zapping him with its mind control rays more than anyone else. After all, once they have Jesus in their pocket, abandon all hope. So I wish you well, Mr. Whoopi, but I cannot assist you further than with a few words of encouragement and this warning. Whatever you do, don't make giant Jesus mad. Be well, friend.